not go wrong this calling. These chants are holding me. In every town and village, there's no time for playing games. You know it's time to wake up, find out who you are. Wake up, it's time to wake up. You've been dreaming on a star. Lord, go wrong is calling. Please come and dance with me. And when you chant, you'll be happy. Try it and you'll see. Everybody, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. One more time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Open it up. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Who's doing translating? Okay. So we are getting ready for Gaur Purnima. Gaur Purnima is the biggest day for those who are Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Vaishnava means follower of God, Vishnu.
Vaishnava significa seguidor de Dios, Vishnu.
But Gaudiya means that they are following the path chalked out by Lord Gauranga.
Y Gaudiya significa que están siguiendo el camino que ha preparado el señor Gauranga.
Earlier today, I was talking to the children of Shyamachandra.
Más temprano hoy estaba hablando con los niños de Prabhu Shyamachandra.
And I was asking them, what is Lord Chaitanya?
Y le estaba preguntando, ¿quién es el señor Gauranga?
So they each gave their understanding.
Así que cada uno de ellos dio su comprensión.
But then I said, actually,
entonces le dije, en verdad,
Lord Chaitanya is Krishna.
El señor Chaitanya es Krishna.
But he has come in the mood of Radharani.
Pero él ha venido en la modalidad de Radharani.
Radharani got that name because nobody serves Krishna better than she does. Her method of worship is the topmost. This was pronounced the night of the Rasa dance. Because in the beginning of the Rasa dance, Krishna was dancing with the most beautiful women of the whole universe.
And
he disappeared. He left them. Would you do that? Dancing with the most beautiful woman and just say, okay.
Dancing with the most beautiful women of the universe.
Krishna displayed one of his opulences.
Ahí Krishna desplegó una de sus opulencias.
Renunciation.
Renunciación.
But he left with one gopi.
Pero él se fue con una gopi.
Actually, she led him.
De hecho, ella lo dejó a él.
She was feeling, I'm not getting special attention. Husbands know about this, don't you? Valentine's Day, huh? Valentine's Day means I want special attention, or else... So Radharani also wanted special attention. Because she was in the midst of thousands of other gopis. And Krishna was manifesting a form, dancing with all of them. So she decided to leave the rasa dance. And Krishna followed. But from the other gopis, he vanished. So, at one point, the gopis realized that gopi who Krishna left with must have worshipped Krishna better than us. And therefore that word Aradhana. Repite por favor. Aradhana. Means that's where Radharani, that name comes from. And anybody going to argue with the other gopis? They are the topmost authority. So Lord Chaitanya has many names. Repite. Goranga. Gaurahari. That name, because everybody knows the name of Vishnu is Hari. And Hari has dark blue, blackish complexion. But this Hari is Gora Hari, the white or golden Hari. Or another name that Prabhupada uses, Gora Narayan. Same thing. This is a particular Narayan who's not coming in his normal feature like this Shyamachandra's shirt. Not that color. Molten gold. Like your shirt without the stripes. Golden, molten gold color. But the children, I don't know which one said, maybe it was you, that Krishna came as Lord Chaitanya to give us the Maha Mantra, you said, right? Yes. That is the external reason. He had his own personal internal reasons. He wanted to understand who is this Radha. Krishna looks at Radha and wonders, what does she experience when we are having our loving exchange? And how come she is enjoying more than me? I am God.
Yo soy Dios.
I am the Supreme.
Yo soy el Supremo.
But her happiness is greater than mine?
Pero su felicidad es
How can this be?
¿Cómo puede ser?
He tries to understand.
¿Trata de entender?
No es posible. So he says, if I want to understand what she's experiencing, I have to become her.
Así que él dice, si yo quiero saber qué es lo que ella experimenta, tengo que volverme como ella.
There is the secreto. Correct?
Secreto.
Secreto? Didn't I say that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sometimes I got to make sure that people know what I'm saying. All right. So, he comes as Lord Chaitanya to understand himself. Just like us husbands, our wives often think, if he only knew what I have to do. So every wife wishes one day, let's switch. Then we would appreciate. Wouldn't they? Yes. Yes. Very true. So in this song that I sang was written by my wife. Lord Gauranga's calling. Come and chant the holy name. And Lord Chaitanya wants this holy name in every town and village. Here we are in Panama. And you are all chanting the names of God. On Monday, I'll go to Santiago, Chile. And the people there also like to chant Hare Krishna. The Chilean devotees, they'd rather chant and dance than eat. The feast is always late on Gaur Purnim. One year I said, hey, when are we going to eat? They said, we want to chant and dance. You go eat. Go ahead. So this is Lord Chaitanya's desire. His prediction. And thanks to Srila Prabhupada, it is happening. And it's up to you to continue. And I've been mentioning this a lot lately. Myself, Harichakra, all the Prabhupada disciples, only a few years left. So then, will you carry it on? Will you do it? Or will it end with the Prabhupada disciples? Who's going to continue this Sankirtan movement? You're in front of Jagannath, so make sure you tell the truth. Don't lie in front of Jagannath. Very good. So he saw. Okay. He wrote down all the names. Oh. So one day he's going to... Hey, you promised. Yes, the day that you fall into Maya, Jagannath will come. Hey, come. Now this year you're going to celebrate your 10th year anniversary of Rath Yatra, yes? Will you celebrate 108 years Rath Yatra? So you and you, all these little kids, you have to continue this. All right? It's a big, ask your papa how much work it is. Right? It's a lot of work to do Rath Yatra. You don't wake up one morning, okay, let's just do Rath Yatra. Like, okay, let's go to the beach. No, to do Rath Yatra, how many months preparation? 5-6 months mucho trabajo de devocional servicio. So Lord Gauranga says that you are right now, the conditioned soul is asleep. Although everybody here is awake and working, but they're asleep because they have forgotten their relationship with God. They have forgotten that they are the eternal servant of God. So that's called daydream. They're awake, but actually they're dreaming. What is the dream? I'm Panamanian. I'm Italiano. I'm Chilean. I am husband. I am wife. I am Donald Trump. This is all dream. I'm President Barack Obama. This is all dream. The day will come for every one of us when you will realize this whole life was a dream. That day will come. But if you are awake to Lord Chaitanya, if you are awake to Krishna consciousness, then you're not dreaming. So what we're doing tonight, this is not a dream. This is realmente. Realidad. Okay. This activity is eternal. Amrita. Deathless. And this is going on right now in Krishna's world. Prabhupada taught us that on Krishna's planet, there is a certain area called Navadvip. And Lord Chaitanya is dancing and chanting right now on Krishna's planet. And if you stay with this movement, you can go to Krishna, be with Krishna, and at the same time dance with Lord Chaitanya. Who would like to do that? Yes. You can take prasad with Krishna. You can take prasad with Lord Chaitanya. You can dance with Krishna. You can dance in Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan. You like the chanting, right? And when the chanting is very pure, when the chanting is very sweet, it touches your heart. But imagine the chanting on Krishna's planet. You can't imagine. But just try to imagine the chanting, the singing of the gopis. And you like to play your instruments? Gopis also play instruments. Somebody just wrote on Facebook that Radharani also plays veena. She has one name which means she is very expert with the veena. And wait, one day you will hear the sound of Krishna's flute. The gopis are always meditating on that sound. They are the topmost yogis.
Ellas son las yogis más exaltadas.
The yogis here, they meditate on Om.
Los yogis aquí meditan en sí mismos.
The gopis meditate on that Venu,
las gopis,
the sound of Krishna's flute.
El sonido de la flauta de Krishna.
And what does Prabhupada teach us?
¿Y qué nos enseña Srila Prabhupada?
That sound of Krishna's flute is in the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Prabhu, I've been chanting for 40 years, I still don't hear Krishna's flute. Keep chanting. Don't stop. Prabhu, how long do I have to chant? Until you hear Krishna's flute. Not that I put on the CD. Oh, see, I hear the flute. No, no. You have to hear the sound of Krishna's flute. And then you will go like Gorni Tai. Haribo. Haribo. So Lord Chaitanya is inviting all of us to join his movement. There are so many movements, political movements, human rights movements, but you are already in a movement, Lord Chaitanya's movement. And I joined this movement for the following reasons. When you join a movement or a club, there are certain things you have to do. But I joined Lord Chaitanya's movement, and there are only three things. Chant, dance, take prasad. Ah, that's my movement. That's my religion. Prabhu, when people that used to know me before I looked like this, they know me as Nicholas or Nikki. Why? What happened to you? Why are you this? Ah, I found something better. I cannot give it up. What do you have to offer? Do you have samosa? No samosa? Go away. Krishna Prasad Ki. My sweet Lord. Oh, my Lord. My sweet Lord, really wanna see you, really wanna be with you, really wanna see you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord. Oh, my Lord, my sweet Lord. Oh, my Lord, really wanna know you, really wanna go with you, really wanna show you, Lord, that I hope it won't take long, my sweet Lord. Oh, my Lord. I don't deserve you. Really wanna serve you, Lord, but it takes so long, my Lord. You can call him Allah, you can call him Buddha, You can call him Jehovah. You can call him Adonai. Why, you can even say Jesus, sweet Lord Jesus. You can say any name of the Lord. It's all the same to me. Everybody. I'm my sweet Lord. Everybody. Oh, my Lord. My Lord. Oh, my Lord. My sweet Lord. Oh, my Lord. My sweet Lord. Oh, my Lord. Talking about my Lord. This song was responsible for millions of people around the world first hearing the Maha Mantra.
Esta canción es responsable de que miles de millones de personas alrededor del mundo escucharan por primera vez el Maha Mantra.
When I heard this song,
cuando yo escuché esta canción,
I was a hippie.
Yo era un hippie.
I had hair down to here,
tenía el cabello hasta los hombros,
and I had a big beard. Krishna, I didn't know about Krishna. I knew about God.
Yo no sabía de Krishna, sabía de Dios.
And I was doing nonsense.
Y estaba haciendo cosas sin sentido.
So God taught me a lesson one day.
Así que Dios me enseñó una lección un día.
I lit the gas stove.
Dejé el gas prendido de la estufa.
But it didn't light.
Pero no prendió.
But the gas was still on. So when I tried to light it again, and my beard got burnt. But that wasn't, it was just like a little bit. It was like, you could imagine it could have been a lot worse, right? So that was Krishna saying, time to wake up, bozo. I would say within a year after that, I discovered Krishna. So this song, I was trying to become a famous musician in New York. So I was trying to get auditions with different record companies. You know about that.
Yeah.
There's this one area where there's all the record companies. So I would try to get my foot in the door. So I was waiting for an answer, and I looked at a magazine. And the magazine had all the charts of the records from all around the world. And that song was number one in every country of the world. I was looking, Romania? Every country, my sweet Lord, my sweet Lord, my sweet Lord, number one. So this song was very, very instrumental. Because Prabhupada told George Harrison to write songs in the mood of separation from Krishna. And you can hear on that record that Bhakta George Harrison is singing with some real emotion.
Usted puede escuchar, cuando escucha la grabación de este disco, como Bhakta George Harrison de verdad está sintiendo.
right after the guitar solo,
justo después del solo de guitarra,
he puts in the Hare Krishna mantra.
Pone el mantra Hare Krishna.
And the way he's singing,
y la manera que él está cantando,
you can hear and feel that he has some love for Krishna. And that song, what's he saying? I want to see you. That is the mood of a devotee. I want to see my Lord. Just like when Shyamachandra goes on business trip. After some time, Radha is thinking, when will I see him again? Just like my wife, she's not going to see me now for 3 weeks. And every day she'll write me an email. Miss you. Love you. And then when we finally meet, my eyes see her eyes. So, when you love someone, you can't wait to see them again. Okay, if not your husband, your children. How about that? Right? So, we develop in Krishna consciousness this feeling that I want to see you, Lord. Because he's the supreme person. And then he says, I want to be with you. When you have a good friend, you want to be with that person. You don't want to be with your enemies or the person that can't stand you. Say you go to a party and you see, oh, not that guy. We all have that, come on. Even in the temple, there's that one person that he don't like you and you're not just like, Hari Bhopavu. This is true in all temples. So, but there are other people that you just like to be with them. So, we're developing this desire to want to be with Krishna. Now, in my version, I add two verses. I'm very proud of those verses. Because I feel I took his song and made it better. Of course. I'm just being humble. So my verse says, I really want to serve you. You all know I like to sing that song. You got to serve somebody. But I'm not going to sing that tonight. Time-wise, I got 5 minutes, huh? I got to wrap this up. And then I added that other verse. Because our movement is actually a puzzle. Some aspects of our movement, we are totally conservative. No intoxication. No meat eating, no gambling, no illicit sex. Huh? When I go to the college and high school, and the children ask, so what are your commandments? Cuatro. And then they, what? Impossible. And then I tell them, and then you have to chant the mala 108 times, times 16. Impossible. So, this Prabhupada taught us, real love means service. Service is how you demonstrate your love. When I came one year and I had no teeth, we did a program at Chaturmurtis, and the title was Serve and Be Happy. I still have that recording. I listened to it a couple of months ago. And I was thinking, hey, that was pretty good for no teeth. So, the devotee wants to serve, but then that final verse, we are the, and so we're conservative, but we're also the most liberal. We tell people, oh, you don't want to say the name of Krishna? Okay, say Allah. Say Jehovah. Buddha. Christ. Whatever name of God you have, chant that. Now, I'm a salesman. Every car salesman is going to tell you his car is the best. You're buying a new car. You go to Toyota. The salesman will say, don't buy Honda. Buy Toyota. You go to Honda. Don't buy Toyota. Buy Honda. Every religion says, my way or go to hell. They all say the same thing. Christian, Jew, Buddhist, Muslim, even Krishna. Even Krishna says, I'm the supreme. There is no other way. I mean, so I am Krishna's salesman. And I'm saying, yes, you can chant any name. But if you ask me, the best name to chant. What is the best name to chant? I got 1 minute. You gotta serve somebody. You're gonna have to serve somebody. It may be the devil. It may be the Lord. You're gonna have to serve somebody. You can call me Narantara, you can call me Nikki, others call me D'Angelo, some just think I'm sicky. You may be a Christian, Hindu or Jew, you may be gay or lesbian, but no matter who you do, you're gonna have to serve somebody. Come on! You're gonna have to serve somebody. It may be the devil, it may be the Lord, everyone. It may be the devil, it may be the Lord. It may be the devil, it may be the Lord. You're gonna have to serve somebody. I'm 1 minute over. All right. Thank you very much. I hope Krishna allows me to come back again and again. I hope you had as much fun as I did. And after anyone who wants blessings, they're free of charge tonight, no charge.
Muchas gracias por estar aquí con nosotros. Ojalá Krishna me permita seguir viniendo todos los años. Y después del programa, cualquiera que tenga quiera pedir bendiciones, hoy son gratis.
Yes.